are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I wish I could show you guys this picture. This is so cute. It's a thermal image of a dung beetle on his ball of poo-poo. Now, as we know, we make fun of these little beetles all the time. These dung beetles use balls of poo-poo. We used to think for entertainment, maybe they were storing it as a food source, but now they think that the reason why they, you know, dance on these balls of poo-poo is because they use it like air conditioning, and they cool off, okay? So dung beetles, they take the excrement, which is usually 50 times heavier than themselves, they roll the balls walking backwards with their heads near the ground. Ancient Egyptians, I guess, envisioned that the sun was rolled around the sky in much the same way. So I guess these dung beetles have been around since ancient Egypt times. Now, these insects dance in circles on top of their poo-poo balls, which I guess they're going to eat. And they kind of do this as a alpha male type of thing to try to scare other people away from their poo-poo ball. But they noticed that usually, the scientists have noticed, yeah, I guess some people watch dung beetles and their poo-poo, they know that many of these dung beetles will go to their poo-poo balls during the most, hot time of the day. Now, I would think midday is when somebody would take your poo-poo ball, but they're saying the poo-poo ball cools them down. I don't really know what the core temperature is of dung ball poo-poo. I would figure poo-poo, since it's dark, would probably reflect the heat like asphalt does, so I'm sure it could be a little cooler, but you would think it would be cooler to just go under a leaf than dance on your poo-poo. So basically, researcher Joshen Smolka, a neuroethologist at Lund University in Sweden. No, I don't know if he's single. I've never dated a neuroethologist. I wonder what that would be like. He says dung beetles are the first examples of an insect using a mobile thermal refuge to move across hot soil. Oh, I get it. They jump on their poo-poo as a transport. I will admit, I have stepped on poo-poo if I thought the ground was too hot. That is interesting. He says insects, one thought to be at the mercy of environmental temperatures, use sophisticated behavioral strategies to regulate their body temperature. Scientists use thermal vision cameras to watch. You guys know what the genius species name is of a poo-poo dung beetle? Scarabaeus lamarckii. Sounds like a bunch of malarkey to me. They say ground temperatures at noon in South Africa could reach 140 degrees Fahrenheit. So I guess what scientists did is they made kind of, you know, a cooler ground and a not-so-cool ground. And I guess what they found is the beetles on the hot soil immediately went on their poo-poo balls. Well, of course, duh. They know what their poo-poo balls do. Once on top of the balls, the insects wiped their faces. Preening gestures, the investigators thought, regurgitated liquid onto their legs and heads. Behavior never seen at other times of the day. So they were, I guess, trying to cool off, mixing the liquid and the poo-poo, maybe to make a diarrhea. Maybe dung beetles really want diarrhea. You think that's what it's all about? I don't know. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. If you guys were just blown away by that type of scientific story, get this. Some people can see sound. I mean it. There's an article here saying some people can actually see sounds. Scientists look at a sound-induced flash illusion, according to Fox News. When a single flash is followed by two bleeps, people sometimes see two illusionary consecutive flashes. They say past experiments revealed that there are strong differences between individuals when it comes to how they look at this illusion. These differences suggested to researcher Haas, what's his first name? Benjamin D. Haas, a neuroscientist in London, and his colleagues that variations in brain anatomy were behind the illusion that some people saw and those that didn't. So basically, they took 29 volunteers, they used MRIs, they tested them with flash and bleeps. On average, volunteers saw the illusion 62% of the time, though some only saw it 2% of the time. Some people claimed 100% of the time. They say the smaller your visual cortex was, which is the part of the brain that's linked to the vision, the more likely he experienced the illusion. No, I don't think any drugs were on board at the time. Researchers suggest that the illusion could reveal a way the brain compensates for imperfect visual circuitry. Now, we've talked about this, how mirages happen. You know how you're looking at... you're in the desert, and hot ground brings up a certain amount of steam, etc. You get a reflection, let's say, from blue from the sky. It mixes with that stream of hot air that comes up from the desert ground, and your body doesn't know what to make of this. So what the body decides to do, what your brain decides to do, is make sense of the image you're seeing. And it will actually make the illusion of you're looking at a pond or a body of water. Thank you, brain, for taking that on itself to make me hallucinate. But that's what it does. They also call this effect that they're studying the McGurk effect. Ladies, again, I don't know if he's single. When the visual component of one sound is paired with the auditory component of another sound, leading people to mysteriously perceive a third sound. For instance, when the syllables ba ba are spoken over the lip movements for ga ga, the perception is da da. I still don't buy it. I still don't get it. What? How are we seeing sounds? Do you get this? I don't get it. All right, well, anyway, they think they figured this out. Exciting stuff. Which article did you like? You like the dung beetle better than the poo-poo? I think I like that, too, because I could visualize that. I could visualize the dung beetle dancing on the poo-poo. That I get. No problem there. This visualizing, I don't get. All right, don't go away. We got a lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with DuraCoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and DuraCoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And DuraCoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The DuraCoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on DuraCoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. DuraCoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use DuraCoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit DuraCoat.net. Spelled DuraCoat.net. DuraCoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show to be able to give you updates as we get them. So I guess another study comes out saying we really need to avoid these caffeinated soda pop drinks because it could put women at risk for stroke just by one drink a day. The findings come from a research team at Osaka University, where they looked at sugar and sweetened drinks and low-calorie alternatives, etc., and they found that just one drink a day could actually increase your risk of suffering a blood clot in the brain, causing ischemic stroke by 80%. Actually, I believe this latest study was from Japanese scientists. Yeah, at Osaka University. Okay, thank you very much. All right, good. Okay, I tell you, I get so confused when I read some of these articles. It's hard because I'm reading them from a computer. I decide to save on paper where I don't print out all my articles and I have the piece of paper in front of me like Walter Cronkite. See, I always thought whenever you report the news, you should do it Walter Cronkite style, right? Somebody hands you a piece of paper, you read the piece of paper, that's great. No, now with computer, I can save paper and read the computer. The problem is you can only look at one screen at a time. And remember, I need big font. So I have my screen at 125%. Okay. So anyway, the Osaka team tracked almost 40,000 men and women aged between 40 and 59 over an 18-year period, looking at their dietary habits, consumption of soft drinks, etc. During that period, almost 2,000 people suffered a stroke. We are talking people age 40 to 59. That's kind of young for a stroke. They analyzed drinking habits of the stroke victims, compared them with those who didn't develop ischemic stroke. Remember, there's two types of stroke. Ischemic, where it's a blood clot to the brain. Hemorrhagic is where you have a bleed to the brain. And they showed that women, okay, who had a daily soft drink were 83% more likely to suffer an ischemic stroke. No link between the hemorrhagic strokes or heart disease, and we don't have any data on the men. So that's the latest on that. Honestly, you should really put in your body what your body needs, okay? You only have X amount of opportunity to get nutrition into your body. I really don't think soda pop offers any nutritional value. Yes, it tastes good, but when I see people use that as their drink instead of getting water into their system or, you know, vegetable juice or orange juice or et cetera, I don't think it's a very good idea, okay? Ooh, am I being controversial? Yes, I am. All right, here's another study. They say smokers should inhale less and get nicotine patches on prescription rather than go cold turkey. Now, this comes from the National Institute for Health and Clinical Excellence called NICE. They are recommending that smokers who go cold turkey should actually try to wean down first. NICE has recommended the use of nicotine-containing products to support smokers who want to cut down gradually. Healthcare advisors, professionals should advise smokers that some of these products, you know, may not have their safety guaranteed. I think this is coming out of a European recommendation, but many of us in America are trying to find ways to quit smoking. And there's been a lot of criticism on Chantix, which is the medication that we use as a nicotine decoy. There's been some issues with Chantix in terms of price, in terms of pharmacy accessibility and insurance covering it, in terms of there being a link to bad dreams, maybe suicidal thoughts. So we've been actually seeing an increase in people asking for nicotine patches. My problem with trying to wean smokers off smoking and nicotine is you slap on a nicotine patch, you're enhancing the addiction. Same thing with e-cigs that use nicotine. So, but I have to admit, we do recommend that prior to you, you know, quitting cold turkey, you work on the few months before cutting down as much as you can. So, you know, them saying to kind of wean down, I don't think is really earth-shattering, but again, you know, it's still news. Also not really earth-shattering is another study that came out saying people who drink green tea show less risk of cancer, like bowel cancer, whether it's esophagus, stomach, esophageal, colon. And researchers had looked at 69,000 Chinese women, followed them for a decade, and these women had drunk green tea for at least three times a week. They found they were 14% less likely to develop colon cancer, stomach cancer, or esophageal cancer. None of them drank alcohol. Researchers collected information on their, you know, weight. They accounted weight, etc. They just kind of looked at green tea consumption. Now, is it because people who drink green tea are less likely to drink soda? Is it, you know, and therefore have a healthier lifestyle? We don't know. You know, they do think that there's an antioxidant in green tea, called EGCG that may ward off, body cell damage that can lead to cancer and other diseases. But, it's another interesting causal relationship study. I don't want people to just run out and try to, you know, drink green tea now. I don't think, again, this proves that green tea is the end all to cancer, but, you know, maybe that's another choice, you know, besides soda. You got some positive study on green tea, you got a negative study on soda, maybe swap once in a blue moon. But if I ever recommend anything on the show, it's once in a blue moon. I don't think anybody should make anything a daily staple, except for fruits and vegetables. Thank you. Okay. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. While we're talking about the esophagus, one of my favorite body parts, the esophagus is what we call the feeding tube. It connects the mouth to the stomach. There's a sphincter at the end of the esophagus, which is supposed to prevent backflow of food from the stomach up into the esophagus. Well, when that gets weak, many of us have reflux, gastroesophageal reflux, or GERD. Now, they say that in this new study, they found a way to electrically stimulate the esophagus to prevent GERD. The reflux, they looked at a small group of patients and they found stimulating their esophagus prevented many of their reflux symptoms. Now, many of you have already, I've been treating reflux for years on your own, elevating the bed, avoiding caffeine, avoiding alcohol, avoiding fatty foods, and popping your antacids, whether it be Tums or Rolaids or your H2 blockers like your Pepcid or your Zantac or your proton pump inhibitors like your Nexium or Prilosec or Prevacid, etc. So many of you have been already treating GERD. My problem with GERD is, popping these pills long-term could affect your kidneys, could cause you to have, kidney stones, especially with your Tums and Rolaids and your calcium carbonate. And it could also thin the bones, as we've seen with PPIs. So I don't really want y'all, popping pills for life. The problem is I don't want you dealing with GERD symptoms every day, because what it could do is cause the acid that comes up from the stomach into the esophagus could cause changes in the lower esophagus, causing Barrett's esophagus. Barrett's esophagus can later lead to cancer. So we're talking about a condition where if you don't do anything about it, you could get cancer. Pretty serious stuff. So if they could come up with another way to address it, now, yes, there is surgery. There is a type of surgery where you could take the stomach and you wrap it around the esophagus, make it really tight so food doesn't come back. Food hopefully only goes down one way, stays in the stomach, and then goes on through the small intestine and later the large intestine, then through the rectum, and then you got your sphincter and your anus, etc., which everybody likes to be talking about, but I'm not going to go into. Now, what did they do in this study? Well, it was a year long, and they looked at 19 people, and they had another study, which was a two-year-long study involving 25 people, okay? Apparently, the doctors are named Soffer, Michael Crowell of the Mayo Clinic in Scottsdale. They implanted, I guess, a little electrode, a little stimulator device, kind of like what a pacemaker would be, all right? So they had these electrodes with a little stimulator device implanted in the abdominal wall, okay? So what they did is they had electrical stimulation therapy sessions conducted for 30 minutes a day. They did this for a year. After a year of therapy, patients in the first study, which was a year long, appeared to have normalization of acid uptake in their esophagus. No adverse reactions. They did pretty well, and it looked like practically cured them. In the second study, more than three-quarters of patients similarly reported acid normalization and a 50% drop of their GERD medications. So, what does that mean? Well, it's still a small study, okay? I mean, we still need to look at this a lot more. And then, who has time for a 30-minute electrical session? But remember, one thing they're doing in medicine right now is coming up with these implants that could kind of work on their own. And, they're going to have, like, these little robotic things crawl through your body and find cancer cells and knock them out and deliver chemotherapy agents or deliver medication. So it's no surprise that they may later have some sort of a mechanism where they could, you just kind of self-stimulate, stop the giggles, electrical stimulate the esophagus and do this yourself. So if that's the case, pretty cool stuff. I mean, remember, we don't know where we're going with healthcare. And for those of you that live on these PPIs and these medications that either you swear by or you eventually get tolerant to, we're going to have to find other options. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dolly here. Now, listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of NovaJoint if you use my coupon code DocDolly, D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, N-O-V-A-J-O-I-N-T.com, and love how you feel.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So many of you have heard the story. Apparently a 23-year-old nursing student in Rio de Janeiro killed a patient who was 80 years old by accidentally injecting coffee and milk into her veins. This is crazy. 23-year-old Rejane Moreira Telles defended her mistake in a television interview, saying anyone can get confused. Apparently, this nursing student had only 3 days of experience, according to Fox News, when she accidentally administered an IV drip filled with coffee and milk. Apparently, she told reporters she knew of the risks, but she hadn't been trained in the procedure. The feed and the blood drips were next to each other. Anyone could get confused. I injected the coffee and I put it in the wrong place. What? I've never given coffee in any sort of an NG tube or TPA or sort of transparental nutrition. Why would coffee be in a drip. Apparently, she said, I injected the coffee and put it in the wrong place. Tell us, two nurses and another student have been indicted for manslaughter. Doctors told Global Fantastico that through the IV feed, the coffee would have traveled straight to the patient's heart and lungs. The daughter of Ribeiro, the 80-year-old patient, Loreni Ribeiro, said she witnessed the incident. Mother became agitated, opened her mouth. I don't even want to go further. I don't understand how there could be a coffee drip. That doesn't make any sense to me. I just don't get that. All right. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We had reviewed in the last hour that a pharmacy inspection of the compounding pharmacy of the New England Compounding Center, the culprit behind the meningitis outbreak, they did find dirty floors and a leaky boiler. The inspection, they say, started September 26, 2 days after six Tennesseans were diagnosed with a rare form of fungal meningitis after receiving steroid injections for back pain. Of course, the steroid involved was the methylprednisolone acetate made by the New England Compounding Center in Framingham, Massachusetts. Sealed vials that were supposed to be sterile and untainted vials of the steroid contained Exorcohilum rostratum, which is a fungus usually found in soil and plants. They don't know how the fungus came into the sterile vials. They said floor mats near sterile drug mixing areas were visibly soiled with assorted debris, and a leak from a nearby boiler created an environment susceptible to contaminant growth. They say when state officials arrived for the inspection, they found pharmacy employees cleaning drug compounding areas and detected signs of bleach decontamination. They also found lapses in the use of the autoclaves and the maintenance of the autoclaves, which basically sterilize things and hopefully kill contaminants. So obviously this brings to the forefront that we need a much a better type of supervision of whatever's going on in these pharmacies. We kind of discussed OSHA and what happens with regular medical clinics, and OSHA does come in and inspect, and many times your state OSHA will actually take calls where you request them to come in and peek. They won't fine you. If you ask them to come in, take a look, and see that, you know, you're doing everything right, get some pointers, fix them, and make sure they like what you're doing. And I strongly urge anybody that takes care of patients to do that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now there's buzz that Bill Clinton may have a cameo in The Hangover Part 3. Apparently, rumors had set in where Clinton was supposed to, or supposedly in The Hangover Part 2 when he visited the set in Thailand. Apparently, that didn't go over well, or it didn't occur. I guess Mike Tyson is probably going to be in Hangover 3. This is being reported by Norm Clark, one of my favorite reporters at the Las Vegas Review-Journal. But he said that Clinton might get a cameo. Wonderful. I think Bobby Brown was just arrested for a DUI. Not really sure what's going on. All right. Now, Oregon scientists have made embryos using two women and one man. Sort of a menage a trois of embryos. All right. Scientists in Oregon, they say, have created embryos. This is coming from the Associated Press. Using a provocative technique that could someday be used to prevent babies from inheriting certain rare incurable diseases. Researchers at Oregon Health and Sciences University said they are not using the embryos to produce children, and it is not clear when or even if this technique will be put to use. Of course, that kind of scares a little bit of us, you know, some of us where, okay, you're actually using two women, one man's DNA. You know, what could that potentially do or cause? Now, apparently back in 2008, British experiments had led to headlines about the possibility of making babies with three parents. The DNA from a second woman amounts to less than 1% of the embryo's genes, but still, you're using a third party to, you know, kind of sabotage bad cells or bad genes. British government is asking for public comment on the technology before it decides whether to use it in the future. Questions have also arisen about the safety of the technique, not only for the baby, but also for the baby's descendants. All right. They say the genes they want to replace aren't the kind most people think of. It's usually These are genes that are in the mitochondria, which is kind of the battery or the energy-producing structures. These genes are passed by the mothers and the fathers. About one out of every 5,000 children inherit a disease caused by defective mitochondrial genes. And if they can prevent strokes, epilepsy, dementia, blindness, deafness, kidney failure, or heart disease, they think that would be pretty hunky-dory. I mean, I think that's cool, too. My only problem is, are we going to have people abuse this? And, you know, you can't stop science. Nobody wants to try to stop science, but you also want to, you know, make sure you have some sort of checks and balances with something of that nature. I mean, what's to stop them from using 5 or 6 type of embryos? Ooh, sorry, I hurt my rib. All right, the U.S. has now filed a civil mortgage lawsuit against Bank of America. So the feds are suing Bank of America, accusing it of selling thousands of toxic home loans to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac that went into default and caused more than $1 billion of losses. Apparently, Wednesday's case, originally brought by a whistleblower, is the U.S. Department of Justice's first civil fraud lawsuit over mortgage loans sold to Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. It also compounds problems, according to Reuters, that Bank of America is already dealing with, second largest U.S. bank. Since its purchase of Countrywide Financial Corp, one of the nation's largest mortgage lenders. According to a complaint filed in Manhattan federal court, Countrywide in 2007 invented a scheme allegedly known as the Hustle, designed to speed up processing of residential home loans. Apparently, they were operating under a loans move forward, never backward. They say mortgage executives tried to eliminate toll gates designed to ensure that loans were sound and not tainted by fraud. This resulted in defect rates that were 9 times the industry norm. They say Countrywide concealed this from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and even awarded bonuses to staff to rebut or rebut the problems being discovered. They say the scheme ran from 2009 and caused countless foreclosures. Bank of America did not immediately respond to this. Since paying $2.5 billion for Countrywide in 2008, apparently the bank has lost nearly $40 billion on mortgage litigation and requests by investors to buy back source loans. I wonder if Bank of America could go down because of this. And if so, is Obama going to bail them out? I mean, remember, they didn't want banks to fail. They sure had no problem jumping in to help them out. I wonder what's going on here. I don't know much about the whistleblower. I think there was a case under seal by Edward O'Donnell, a Pennsylvania resident and former vice president of Countrywide Home Loans. I guess he worked there between 2003 and 2009. All right, I don't really have any other news on that, but I guess the feds are suing Bank of America. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous 4 herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988. Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook. So while we are coming down the home stretch, less than 2 weeks, I think we're at the 13-day mark until the election, you see Obama getting a little bit of a bounce in his step. He thinks he found something funny with this whole Romnesia thing. I guess he's been talking about how, Mitt Romney is forgetting some of his policies or promises. So, and he's calling it Romnesia. And then he's saying Obamacare could cure that. So a quote from Obama is, if you can't seem to remember the policies on your website or promises you've been making over the last 6 years you've been running for president, if you can't remember what you said last week, don't worry. Obamacare covers pre-existing conditions. Okay, then everybody's like, oh, that is so funny. It doesn't make any sense to me because I really haven't seen how Obamacare actually insures people. I kind of don't get that. All right, I don't really see employers hiring people back and insuring them. I'm just kind of, you know, still seeing people out of work, still having difficulty paying for their own insurance. All right, trying to say that Romney forgetting something is Romneysian. Obamacare is going to fix it. All right, if that's the best card he could play, fine. All right, you know, all the power to him. It's cute, not very exciting. Okay, however, a lot of controversy over what happened today, or I should say yesterday, with the comments by Senate candidate, Republican Murdoch. Now, many of you have already kind of watched the news and heard that Murdoch had made a comment when he was asked in a debate about his views on abortion in the case of rape, incest, etc. And I believe the comment he made towards why he doesn't condone abortion in cases of rape is because of what they've quoted on him is, and I'm going to summarize in terms of, you know, God. Basically, he was trying to say, and I apologize, I don't have the direct quote. I did have it. I don't have the direct quote. But basically, God, quote, intended it to happen. Now, Democrats jumped all over this. He had a press conference explaining what he meant, saying if God wants life, then there may be a reason for that to happen, and why would we, you know, stop the pregnancy, etc. But you see, what this sheds light on is a huge mistake that Republicans and the GOP candidates are making, which is something we discussed in the first couple hours, where they are allowing themselves to fall into a trap. Okay? We discussed how when in these debates, and Paul Ryan made the same mistake, he answered a question on his personal religious beliefs. None of us want to know, I think, as a voter, what someone's personal beliefs are, relationship with God, etc. Nobody's asked Obama how he truly feels religiously about certain things. Does he believe in a heaven or hell? Who does he believe is going to heaven? Does he believe people not of his faith, are they going to go to hell? Nobody's asked Obama that, and I have to admit they shouldn't. All right. I don't think somebody's personal convictions or personal religious beliefs should be out there in the political debate. So what should these Republican candidates be doing when they're asked about abortion? What they should say is talk about their political platform. If they don't feel that tax dollars should go to an abortion, tax-paying citizens should be forced to pay for something they don't believe in or they do believe in, then make that your answer. Don't answer questions about your personal religious beliefs, okay? And this is a trap that the Democrats have been setting. And I don't understand why the Republicans are falling into this. You know, we discussed in the first couple hours, you have people of the belief that God is in control of everything. Anything that happens, good or bad, God is in control of. And I had talked about when I was a Sunday school teacher, you know, these kids were asking me, how could the Holocaust happen? You know, why would God let the Holocaust happen? Why would God take away my grandmother, etc.? And those are questions I couldn't answer as a Sunday school teacher. We quickly changed the subject to circumcision. All right. And then you have others who believe God sets the motion for things happening, but what happens within that world is not what he day-to-day affects. So you have people of different ideologies and thinking, and that should never really be coming to the debate floor. Yet, of course, these debate moderators, especially if they're liberal-leaning, know exactly how to now pin the Republicans to the wall based on that. I don't know if even Obama feels that way with his Christian beliefs, if it's a life at conception. We don't know because nobody asks and he doesn't tell. What you're supposed to cover as a politician is your platform that relates to what your voters want to hear. Your voters have no bearing. They don't need to know what your religious convictions are or your relationship with God or how you feel about heaven or hell or whatnot. They want to know what is your policy. If you are in office, are you going to promote policy that allows taxes to go to abortion or not? Then that should be your answer. So if Murdoch or any candidate, whether you're Democrat, Republican, what have you, is faced with a question that asks his religious beliefs, his or her, they should say, what I personally or religiously believe is not an issue. My platform and policy is an issue. And personally, I feel it is our responsibility as U.S. citizens to pay for abortions, or we can't force people to pay for abortions if they don't feel it right. It was very interesting how Biden twisted this during his debate, and it actually put Ryan into a less favorable light when Ryan could have changed this. When we had the vice presidential debate and Ryan was asked about his abortion views, that was obviously designed to sink him, and you know, he explained his religious views, etc. Biden answered, "I'm a Catholic. I understand the Catholic Church's position, but I won't force it on the American people." The Republican answer should have been exactly like the Democratic answer. I am not going to force Americans to pay for abortions if they don't feel that that's what they want to do. Because that's really the Republican stand on abortion. Okay? You know, Roe versus Wade, you're not going to have a president that's pro-life, right, saying, okay, we're going to just overturn Roe v. Wade. Can't do that. We got a Supreme Court. We have all these checks and balances. Okay? You can't have somebody with their religious convictions go and just change laws like that. But they can implement or recommend policy. The big issue with abortion is, do we pay for it? Do we fund Planned Parenthood and some of the clinics that perform abortion? Do we have that a part of a healthcare system? Do we have that a part of Medicare, Medicaid, etc.? Do we have, yes, young people are on Medicare if they have certain disabilities. All right, that is the platform. And so these Republicans need to stop going into their personal religious feelings or convictions. Because I'm going to tell you, if you really deep down talk about how, you know, what's Biden's relationship with the Lord or Obama's relationship with the Lord, the media could turn this into an absolute frenzy. You don't go there. But why are the Republicans allowing the media to ask them questions about their personal religious convictions? No. You go, the question is, if I come into office, how am I going to vote on abortion issues? Well, since the major abortion issue is tax dollars, I don't think we and our religious convictions or however we feel can force the American public. I mean, it should have been something of that nature. Whether you're pro-choice, pro-life, Democrat, Republican, you stay out of the whole religion thing because religion should not be involved in politics. Period. And there's a way to be politically successful, as we've seen people doing that, without them going deep into how they, approach politics. Who knows? What if Biden, you know, sings a song in his prayers? It really has no bearing. Yeah, the media could have fun with it. But honestly, the Democrats have very successfully been able to get out of religion in these debates, and Republicans need you too. All right, guys, can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Facebook. But most of all, be safe.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one, for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills. Excalibur food dehydrators. Hatler reusable canning lids. Sun oven solar cookers. EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics. And don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter. All from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.